days ago, the president admitted that although some people in this country seem to be doing well nowadays, others were unhappy, even worried about themselves, their families, and their futures. The president said that he didn't understand that fear. He said, "Why, this country is a shining city on a hill." And the president is right. In many ways, we are a shining city on a hill. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in the city's splendor and glory. A shining city is perhaps all the president sees from a portico of the White House and the veranda of his ranch, where everyone seems to be doing well. But there's another city. There's another part of the shining city. The part where some people can't pay their mortgages. And most young people can't afford one. Where students can't afford the education they need, and middle-class parents watch the dreams they hold for their children evaporate. In this part of the city, there are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Even worse, there are elderly people who tremble in the basements of the houses there. And there are people who sleep in the city streets, in the gutter, where the glitter doesn't show. There are ghettos where thousands of young people without a job or an education give their lives away to drug dealers every day. There is despair. There is despair, Mr. President. The faces that you don't see.
Her children, because you said you needed the money for a